From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United Nations says South Sudan is using a scorched earth policy against civilians. A new UN report accuses South Sudanese soldiers and affiliated militias of using mass rape as a weapon of terror against the civilian population. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The report calls the scale and type of sexual violence committed primarily by government SPLA and allied militias one of the most horrendous human rights situations in the world. During the period of the report from April to September 2015, the UN recorded 1,300 reported rapes in oil-rich Unity State alone. The report says sexual assaults are carried out with extreme brutality. It finds girls and women of all ages are subjected to multiple gang rapes. Some are then killed, while others are abducted and held in sexual slavery as so-called wives for soldiers in barracks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, one of Africa's longest-ruling leaders, said Friday he will quit politics in 2018 following the end of his current term. Speaking to leaders of the ruling MPLA party in the capital, Luanda, Dos Santos said, "I have taken the decision to leave active politics in 2018. Dos Santos has led Angola since 1979. He has hinted at retiring before, but always remained in office." A spokesman for the opposition UNITA party said Friday that his party will believe Dos Santos is stepping down, quote, "when we see it." This is VOA News.